NPR's business news starts with stock markets still on edge. We can tell you that the sudden rate cut by the Federal Reserve pacified investors in Asia, at least for now. Asian stock markets saw some big improvements over the disasters the last couple of days. But the leading markets in Europe are all trading lower, about 2% lower today. To assess the mood in the European markets, we turn to NPR's Rob Gifford in London.
They say that if America sneezes, Europe catches a cold. Certainly European markets have reached for their handkerchiefs this past few days, though opinions seem divided about whether the Fed rate cut in the US was a smart move or a sign of panic. The Bank of England won't confirm whether it'll follow the US Federal Reserve with a rate cut of its own, but the bank's governor, Mervyn King, did sum up the pessimism that's currently stalking the British markets.
We face a difficult balancing act in the course of 2008. And to put it bluntly, this year, we are probably facing a period of above-target inflation and a marked slowing in growth.
Still, problems in the UK economy, such as the housing market, have not yet been as pronounced as in the US, and there is some continued optimism. Veteran financier George Soros agrees that recession in the US and the UK is likely, but that's not the whole picture globally.
You've got China, India, that are earning significantly more than they are spending. So I'm not looking for a worldwide recession. I'm looking for a significant shift of power and influence away from the US in particular.
Soros says that shift away from the US and Europe as drivers of the world economy is the bigger message. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.